Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Sorry, I'm having a headphone malfunction. Sorry.
Okay, you let us know when you're right though.
Oh.
Speaking of malfunctions, is this a...
Speaking of malfunctions.
My brain's about to have a malfunction because is it Josie or is it Jose? I
guess we'll find out.
Oh, no.
But it's a just stab in the dark. What are you going to back in?
Because Jose, if we were calling like a Mexico or a Spain, I'd go.
Yeah, but we're calling Germany.
Yeah.
Hey, expats. Are people too? Jose might have moved to Germany.
Oh, from Ecuador, surely a Jose.
Jose. Blip, bloop.
Hi.
Jose!
Hello. Hi, is this real life or what?
Yes,
yeah,
it is real
life. Yes, it's real life.
OMG, I'm dying. I was waiting for this call all night.
Oh,
we're not running that late, Jose.
How dare you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm packing for tomorrow. I'm traveling, but I said I cannot miss this call, for sure not.
Where are you off to tomorrow?
We are going to Lisbon in Portugal.
Lisbon.
Oh, my God. Someone's seen poor things, poor people. What's the Emma Stone movie called?
Poor things.
Yeah, a lot of...
Is that in Portugal?
Bit of Lisbon chat? Yeah. Okay, just a fact check that. Hey, Jose, your job is Tony's least favourite thing.
Oh, you work for the postal service.
Second least favourite thing. Would you like
taxes.
Really?
Third least... I'd say this is worse than taxes.
What do you do for work, Jose?
Where do you work in?
Well, actually, I work in... logistics quality management, so making sure that all the travel that you had a couple of years, months or years ago, doesn't happen really. So
logistics
that's
chat.
Basically
yeah, you do logistics chat.
You're an exactly. admin king, exactly. Jose, basically, which is, my least favorite area. Someone's going to do it. Next
Sometimes
time I travel, I'll just get Jose
true.
To do all my bidding.
Well, you and Jose complement each other very well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I approve that relationship.
I absolutely think.
Yeah. Jose, will you approve today's episode?
Of course I will.
Legend.
100%.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jose in Hanover, Germany, originally from Ecuador, and I approve this podcast. Hola, aquí Jose desde Hanover, Alemania, pero soy ecuatoriano y yo apruebo este podcast.
All right, welcome to the show. Before we got started, we were just having an in-depth chat about Fire Festival.
Yeah, we're 5 years too late.
Yeah. I've got this idea for a doco. Well, 15 people have already made it, so bad luck.
They're good, though. If you're looking for something to watch, watch that again.
Yeah?
I hard recommend. They're really good.
You've had a big weekend, obviously.
just me watching Fire Festival documentaries.
Speaking of Tony's weekend, we're going to have an update of the sourdough baking and Danny DeVito.
Yeah. You're welcome.
So that's coming up soon. Now, do you remember, we're about to talk about when you thought as a child your friends were rich. How do we stumble upon this? What are we talking about?
We were talking about using the aircon in the office.
Oh, air conditioners.
Yeah. And that's how we said like, oh, when you're a kid. Because remember
growing
I said
up in
that,
the 80s, baby.
Yeah, my parents got one installed and we were never allowed to use it. And then it broke and we got in trouble for not using it.
Fuck.
Which is a classic parent move.
Classic.
And then I said that if friends of mine had like a silver fridge, it meant that they were rich because I'm like, oh, you've got that silver white goods.
Well, white goods, a white good now is like almost uncommon.
You
almost
don't
retro.
See them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're actually probably harder to find.
Lots of tarpers jumped into the episode thread.
And, the solidarity.
Yeah. And finish this sentence. When I was a child, I assumed my friends were rich if...
...
Charmaine says...
Hi, Charmaine.
Connector pens.
Oh, yes.
If you had those in your pencil case, you were obviously rich as fuck.
That's a great one.
And could you imagine having connector pens? Because I know how connector pens because, you know, imagine. But imagine knowing they're in your pencil case and you haven't, like, wheeled them out
you
yet.
You haven't told anyone.
And you're just like...
Do a slow unzip.
Everyone get your pen out and you're just like...
Oh. A little connector, sorry.
Oh, should I get the brown, black, or the grey?
Yeah. Could get any. They're all connected. And it's like a clown car. You're like pulling them out like this.
I'm pretty sure if you bought the extra ultra pack, there was like 4,000 different colors.
Yeah. I remember like this tub at Target. Mm. I did not have it. Was a tub of Faber-Castell connector pens like that. And it was like a big round tub, like what you would buy like flour in.
Yeah.
And it had like a red plastic lid. And it was filled with the connector pens and they were like spiraled in the middle.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I remember seeing that and being like drooling in the Target and being like, oh, maybe one day. You know what I mean?
You're the only person I know that's drooled in a Target twice. Because remember when you went to Target in Dallas and you came out, you're like, there's a Starbucks in the Target.
Ah, yeah. And they sell food in there as well. they have like a
I've never seen you more excited. Go, how's Target? You had to get a spare phone charger. And you're like, oh my God, let me tell you all about it.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was actually really good, yeah.
Keely.
Hi, Keely.
I knew my friend was rich because their family had a 4-slice toaster.
Oh, back then.
Fuck me. So in my house growing up, it was just mum and I, the two of us. But because you had heaps of siblings, like was maybe a 4-slice normal because you had lots of mouths to feed or you just had to wait?
You just had to wait. Yeah, I'm
surprised you're still not over there.
I know, still fucking waiting. Yeah. Yeah. And also because there was a lot of us, like we didn't have a dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was like, oh, Tuesdays and Thursdays, that's Tony's dishes night.
Yeah.
And you have to do the dishes by yourself like certain nights a week.
Yeah.
And if my brother had Friday nights, he'd always be out because he's like way older than me. So he'd be out with his friends or whatever and we'd have to do his fucking dishes night. Not let this go.
Why didn't you negotiate to change nights?
I don't know.
Go, hey, Jane, why don't you take care of my Tuesday and I'll take care of your Friday while you're punching down Woodstocks with your mates down the park.
And that's fine. But, like, I know I'm copping your – this is, like, the original swapping shifts, before I worked at Coles or anything. Yeah. You had to wait for the toaster and I had to do other people's dishes when they weren't home. And it didn't even matter if you'd had a bad day.
Yeah.
Like, if you got home and you'd had, like, a crook day at school or whatever, and I'd go, really long day, and go, Tuesday, hop in there, dish pig, you know. She never said that, but that's what it felt like.
Let those tears fall out into the sink while you're doing dishes, mate.
Yeah. Wash
tell someone who
them.
Fucking
yeah.
cares.
Yeah.
Because
no.
it's not me until those dishes are clean.
I know. Yeah, so we just have a 2-slicer. I've got a 4-slicer now.
Do ya?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've really made it. It's just from Kmart. Yeah. It was about $17.
Nah, it feels right. When we moved into our house, we got a toaster. We were using the griller all this time.
Because Bridge was like, no, you don't need a toaster.
You just put it in the griller.
Just
the
pop
amount
it in
of
the thing takes thing, 50 fucking minutes.
The amount of 1-hour pieces of toast for a quick bite that I've then burnt to the ground.
The thing about the grill is that you miss it by a second. See ya. It goes from like not ready, not ready, not ready, not ready, not ready, not ready, fucked.
Burnt.
And I've always said that.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be underdone for an hour.
And then overdone
for about
in a second.
3 seconds. Yeah. Yep. Then you're fucked. Ash said, I only thought rich people had multiple level houses. If I saw stairs, I assumed wealth.
Same.
Yeah.
I still do.
So I thought that
you've got a few stairs in your place.
Only a half. But that's because our land is on a hill, so it just
our block. Oh. I don't know.
Our block is on a hill, so the stairs just kind of follow the hill down. Yeah. It's not like separate levels.
Nah, it's not.
However, I like Ash and like yourself, it appears. It was the same. I was like, ooh, 2 stories.
Sarah Nicholson had a 2-story house and then upstairs was like for the kids.
Yeah.
So it was like the two girls and there was a bathroom and like a rumpus room. So they were like, they had their own rooms. They had their own floor and like a big bathroom. And then they had like a TV and like a computer and like a bookshelf and stuff for like, and that was.
What's she doing now?
It was kind of like the kids. So she just moved to Adelaide, got a new job. Yeah.
Well, moved to Adelaide, so not everything turns out.
Well, no. She's doing all right. Okay. But, yeah, she does live in Adelaide.
Question.
It's my Melbourne. Question.
Now that we're older,
yeah.
If you were to imagine your dream home, like really imagine, would you design it? Like if you were from scratch, you were like, I'm going to make my dream house. Would it be 2 stories?
No.
Which is weird, right? Because the assumption is 2 stories is better, but then it's like, nah.
Nah, it isn't. And especially with Pippa.
Oh, yeah.
Like the stairs would be an absolute nightmare. She wouldn't be able to get up and down all the time. And
can I ask a question about that?
Yeah.
This is something that it plays on my mind often.
Yeah. Oh, get a laugh.
Actually, though. So where we used to work with Dill, a producer.
Yep.
So he had the same kind of dog.
Yep.
as your dog, the French bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, Frankie loved the stairs.
Yeah.
Do you know that Pippa doesn't love the stairs, or have you just assumed she doesn't love the stairs?
No, well, she's...
Because I just see Frankie and I go, oh, obviously it's fine.
Oh, it's not that she couldn't. It's that, like, she shouldn't with her... Because of the type of breed that she is, she shouldn't go...
Because they got funny... Or their hips are at risk.
Because they can get, like, a bulged disc and then they can't, like, use their back legs anymore. Okay, right. So it's more preventative.
Gotcha. Because also... I always just saw Frankie on the stairs and you go, yeah, Pippa can't do it. And I go... Can't she?
Nah, well, so she's looked at stairs and like, could she do it? Absolutely. Yep. But it's just that I was like, oh, if she's scared of them, then even easier. And I'll just, it's an excuse for a cuddle as well, because I just like pick her up and she's a little bean and I just carry her. She's my best friend. Also, when we're talking about dream houses, like I live in it.
Yeah. And does it have two stories?
Nah. Like I love our house. Like I can't imagine anything else except for maybe a pool.
That's but there's nothing really that if you were to have a dream house that you would add, like, you know, houses isn't missing anything.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think so. Yeah.
I love it.
Except a roof that fucking works.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, actually, I'll take that back. You do. There could be some improvements.
Yeah.
And one of them would be a roof.
Yeah. That functions as a roof should. Yeah. Yes, I agree.
A lot of rain last week in Melbourne and some
less
houses.
Less water inside.
Some stood up and some didn't. But to be fair, that was the weather, not your roof. It was a fucking crook
weekend.
It was
insanity, But that's okay. We're working on it.
Dream home though.
Dream.
Roofs.
You see, you wouldn't think you'd have to specialise that.
Nah, but here we are. A few more real quick. Raphael said, my friend was rich because they had caller ID.
What the fuck?
Imagine
cordless
knowing
phone. Full stop, cordless phone.
Cordless phones.
We had the corded phone. You had to stand behind in the kitchen like this.
Anna said, my neighbors had a fancy doorbell that played a tune, which gives me like personalized ringtone energy.
It does, yeah.
My grandparents have this like a Santa, like you put it at the door at Christmas and when someone walks through it just starts playing Christmas carols. And when the first person arrives on Christmas, you're like, and then the second person rocks up, you're like, put that fucking thing outside.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Old.
It's
they get
in
really
my,
old.
I can hear it now just going around in circles in my brain. I fucking hate it. I'm pretty sure Uncle Dave threw it off a cliff and it deserved it.
You're good.
No. Finally, Chantel.
Hi, Chantel.
A laundry chute.
What? Do people actually have those?
Yeah, I thought they were a myth.
I thought that was just in like a hotel.
Yeah. I thought it was just in movies.
A laundry chute?
Yeah.
What? If I saw someone with a laundry chute, this isn't just as a kid. I'm 30 fucking years old. And if I saw someone with a laundry chute, I'd be like, oh, okay, what should I invest in?
Tell me your secret.
Do you have any tips?
We could. So. You couldn't walk from Tony's ensuite into the laundry.
No.
But they do share a wall.
They do, yep. So, but it's the shower, everything would get wet.
We could punch a few tiles out.
Oh, okay.
And then when you're getting undressed to jump in the shower, you just
You think about me getting undressed a lot?
I'm rarely thinking of you clothed. So when you punch a hole through the tiles, you get undressed to shower and then you just throw the clothes through the hole in the wall and it lands in the laundry.
Yeah.
A DIY shoot.
Great.
Who's going to have water issues now?
Put that on YouTube.
Hi, this is Jose in Hanover, Germany, originally from Ecuador, and you are listening to Tony and Ryan. Hola, aquí José desde Hanover, Alemania, pero soy ecuatoriano y estás escuchando Tony and Ryan.
Before you mention the Champions Harpers, I've got a fucking life hack mystery fucking whatever. Because Tony was just teasing me about filling up my lime water with regular water.
No, I just said imagine if you had a mouthful of that with something else, like, and you're like, oh, it's lime water, not just normal water.
Weird combo.
Yeah.
Because you know how, well, not today, but I'm sort of on the iced black coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Long black with ice. A slice of orange.
I've heard that.
You wouldn't expect it, but a slight bit of acidic just to cut through. Remember when we had the espresso martinis in Vegas?
Yeah, with a bit of lemon.
They go, chuck some lemon in that. And we went, well,
Kelly and Matt.
Kelly and Matt, you're lucky I've already had 64 drinks and we'll say yes to anything. Yeah. Yes. And they weren't wrong.
It gives it something, doesn't it?
Yeah. It shouldn't feel right, but it fucking was.
I don't think I've, yeah, that was a crazy time. Don't remember most of it, their wedding, but that's okay.
And neither do they.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they could handle their liquor a lot better than we could.
Yeah,
they were well attuned.
Yeah.
Informed, you might say.
They were good.
We were just innocent little kids.
Yeah. And it's too expensive to drink in Australia, so you just don't.
No, you just don't.
a massive shout out to a few of our champion tapas. Pop an orange in your coffee, guys. Give it a try.
Pop a slice in there.
Caitlin,
who's rich now? Slice of orange in your coffee. Yeah, fucking right.
That's actually something that you do a lot. You always leave like a sliced lime because you've popped that in your soda water.
Yeah.
Like you've got like a little chopping board at home. That's
always
normally
a bit
got
of lime or lemon just sitting ready
on the
to
go.
So everyone's having a water, one little squeeze here.
That's rich girl shit, actually, I think.
Or rich girl shit's getting your butler to do it.
Well, yours is too busy in the pantry.
I squeeze my own limes.
Like a fool. Massive shout out to Caitlin Hewardine. Thanks, Caitlin. Franco Manit says, love you, Franco.
Thanks,
Emma
Franco.
Reeve, Megan Zwingy, and Jake Ellsworth. Thank you so much for listening to the
pod.
Thanks,
guys. Appreciate
being part
it.
Of the Patreon. We actually can't do it without you, so thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Now, Tony, how's your bacon?
My baking.
Baking.
Not my bacon.
Bacon.
Yeah. Well, I've actually, so I said on Friday that I was going to invest a little bit of time into my sourdough starter over the weekend. I've just sent you a photo to our group chat.
Shit.
Yeah.
I haven't been this barred up when you've sent me photos since you showed me your lawn.
Yeah. So.
That's pretty fucking good.
Thank you.
Do you call, now Bridget throws some terminology around. Is it the ear?
That is what she told me it was called and I just went with it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the ear, I'll so the little it. Turned up
but
part.
It's the bit where you kind of put a slit in and like a pops and
yeah.
Like, that looks pretty good.
Thank you.
Hard to take. Was it like?
It was unreal.
Yeah.
It was fucking unreal.
It looks real good. Did you enjoy the process?
I loved it. It was so fun just like banging around in the kitchen and doing my thing. I left it in the fridge overnight. How's this for hot girl shit?
Please.
Left it in the fridge overnight in the morning, woke up early. Went to a Pilates class, got home, still in my activewear, heated up my oven, did my, like, it was a real hot girl day.
Yeah, that's a real hot girl day.
Yeah. Had some lime on the bench. No.
What I would recommend, and I don't know if you did this, by default or on purpose, but when, you know how when you're baking or you're cooking, you kind of like don't notice the smell because you're doing it?
Yeah.
Just go out in the backyard for 5 minutes and then come back in.
Palate cleanser.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of
so
that.
So if I've gone out to like, take BJ for a walk or like get some coffee or whatever and Bridget's doing stuff. Then I come back into the house and you go, oh, it smells so homely and beautiful in here. And Bridget goes, oh, does it? And he goes, well, you wouldn't know because you've been here the whole time.
It's
you're
slowly,
accustomed to it.
Yeah.
So even if you go outside for a few minutes, go play
I
with Pip.
I didn't even think about
then
that.
Then come back in the house.
I'll go do my lawn. That sounds like my dream day.
It is your dream day, but hot girl aesthetics, it just doesn't quite feel right.
Okay. Oh,
but
yeah.
But it's hot girl Tony energy. It's
thank you.
Yeah, now that you've moved to the countryside.
Yeah, and my bread house.
Yeah.
And my bread house is finally living up to its reputation
it
of Kathy Bates's home B&B, Airbnb home bread house.
And so Danny DeVito stood up to the test.
Yeah, the starter did hold up. We've named my sourdough starter Danny DeVito because that's what the tarp has suggested.
Well, there are a lot of suggestions, but you like the hang of it. You don't sound too sure.
I don't think it's right. I think it's too long. And every time I was talking to the starter or referring to the starter, it just didn't roll off the tongue like I imagined it would.
Is it the
– because if you're naming something, it's to make it easier, you know.
So are you against the concept of a name or are you against the name? Because – people have had babies. You hear those stories when they go, oh, little Emily. And then when she was born and we got to know her, she just didn't feel like
an
Emily.
Yeah.
So we called her Tony.
Yeah. I was supposed to be called Molly.
Were you?
Yeah.
Do you regret not being a Molly?
I think I'm more of a Molly than a Tony. I was supposed to be M-O-L-L-I-E, which is like a cool way of spelling as well. Yeah, because after my grandma, so it can't be a dick battle.
Sounds great.
That's nice.
Yeah, sounds fantastic.
I think I'm more of a Molly than a Tony. No. I hate Tony though.
Really?
I fucking hate it. I think it's so shit.
When you ask for a coffee and they write it with a Y and all that shit.
No, I don't really care about that, but I just think it's a shit name.
Okay.
No offense to other Tonys. But it doesn't,
no offense to me.
I don't feel like a Tony.
Okay.
Like within myself.
What do you feel? You feel like a Molly?
I think I feel more like a Molly.
Okay. I'll let him know.
Where are we going to find one this time of day? Anyway, so I'm talking to this sourdough starter. I'm calling it Danny DeVito and it just doesn't feel right. Because when I think about Danny DeVito, sometimes I think about the Matilda version, but sometimes, most of the time, I think of the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia version. And I don't think that my sourdough starter would have a toe knife.
No, and I was going to say Danny DeVito plays some, even like when he was he the penguin in one of the like he plays some grim, awful characters. Yeah. And I don't know if grim and awful are the words you want to describe
your sourdough. It's just not the vibe that I really
go back through a few of the things?
That's what I would like to do, yeah.
Bred Sheeran.
Nah.
Clint Eastwood.
No.
Same as Danny DeVito. Yeasty Boys. No. That sounds good. Yeah. Carrie Bradshaw. Bradshaw.
Nah.
President Joe Biden.
No.
Ringo Starter.
I don't mind that as much.
Do you just not like the name and you don't want your sourdough to have a name?
Well, you know how I've said in the past that I think that people who name their cars are dumb. Like I fucking think that's the just lamest thing ever.
If I had named my car, what would you say to me?
I would just probably go, okay. Like, you know when people
are like, oh, inside?
Little beepy Bella. And I'm like, oh, God, like fucking grow up. Do you know what I mean?
Bridget's sister, her car was named Hank.
Of course. Adele, don't name your car Hank.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Like, and I get people do it and you can love it. Like, I'm not going to yuck your yum, but it's yuck for me and I don't want to do it.
I don't even know if that's their yum. Actually, it probably would be. I think if you're naming cars, your personality and stuff going on in your life's probably not much.
That's your yum.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So like, we just want to leave it there.
Oh, producer Sophie's doing a face. Is that because your car's got it? Of course it does. You're a car namer. Don't
How
you reckon?
Dare you?
Do you
it
reckon
does not?
What's your car's name?
Doesn't have one.
That's Sophie's what a car, a name car would namer. Say. That's hey, what a car name would you say. Are. You do look like a car namer.
I feel so attacked.
let me. Some tarpers have messaged in and said, "Here's some stuff, not a car or a sourdough, but here's some names for things I have around the house." And maybe this will just give you an energy of
or
going.
Or maybe I'll just get really fucking mad.
Yeah, and then we just decide. Yeah, and then we go, okay, well, at least we know that naming things isn't for you.
Yeah, okay. Oh, so this is like a barometer check of okay.
Val has a RoboVac and she calls it the Grim Sweeper. I don't think that's bad. I think that's fucking
very funny.
That is good gear.
But like when you're going about your day, this, I think the problem for me is the application of the name. Oh, I'm just going to go get the Grim Sweeper and get them to do a whip around the house. Are you saying that?
I think that's
Or
fine.
Are you saying I'm just turning on the RoboVac?
Nah.
Are you using the
I'll
name?
I'll answer that thing that I left on the floor. Maybe the Grim Sweeper got it.
I mean, that does sound like a really bad C-grade horror film.
And that's my
it?
Energy. That's my area.
Okay. Where's the dog gone?
Now,
the
I know that you're a lawn lady. So these,
a lawn lady?
This might be your area. Erica, our lawnmower's name is Moses because it's funny, but it's also super old and it looks like it was probably around when the Ten Commandments were written.
That is funny. The name is funny, but are you then going, oh, going to give Moses a run?
I'll go get Moses and we'll take care of the lawn.
See, that's my problem with it, I think.
Alison said we call our mower Jason Malmoa.
Again, very funny. Then you're going, oh, I'll just grab Jason Malmoa. Like, do you know, like I think it's the using it. I think the using it is the problem for me because it's a funny name. Remember when I told you about that RoboVac that I saw online that someone called it Clean Elizabeth?
See?
Like it's really funny, but are you there?
And every time she walks through, you like bow?
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a shame.
My mum's also called Elizabeth. So.
Yeah. Clean Elizabeth.
Yeah.
So they're not getting you worked up for a name?
I think the names are funny, but it just, it's just a bit of an ick to me using the names in situ.
What about when Torbs gets home and he goes, smells beautiful in here. How's Ringo Starter?
If he said that, I think I'd leave. Like if he genuinely used that and said that, I think I'd be like, oh, this might you. See ya. Oh, I'll just go out and do my Jason Momoa the lawn. Like, do you know what I mean? Fine. Like,
all right, well, I think we're just going to draw the line in the sand and let it be known that today.
Oh, in the Sandra Bullock.
You're the king of puns. You're attacking your own.
That's why I'm like, I get it and I can appreciate the name, but I just using it, I'm like, bleh.
Today is the 8th of April,
2024. Yep. Blessed be.
It's the day we finally decide, and I don't agree with this, so don't shoot the messenger, but Tony has decided she's not fun anymore.
Don't. I'm still fun. I'm just not a namer, and that's okay.
Okay.
I think that's okay.
Okay.
I just feel like a dork. And I feel like a dork so often that it shouldn't feel unfamiliar to me.
It's a regular day.
Just saying Danny DeVito, like every time I looked in the fridge and saw it, I went, ugh.
I get Danny DeVito because his character's a curse.
Yeah,
okay. I'll cop that.
So should we go with
Jason Momoa? Was pretty good though.
Jason, yep. What about like,
what if you got a ride on Moa? You're like, oh, what'd you do on the weekend? Rode Jason Momoa.
You got there in the end?
Thank you. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I get it. I get the appeal and
I think
it's silly and fun. It's just not for me.
Do you get it?
Maybe I don't. Maybe that's a thing, but don't send any more.
All right. I got to eat.
I don't need any more evidence.
I got to eat love to see it again.
Oh, great.
It's from, I didn't check that name in advance. It's from Amanda Lee.
Oh.
I'm assuming that's not my old. I'm assuming that's not my old boss. Would she listen to this podcast?
I don't think so.
No, she wasn't the biggest Ryan fan. It's fair to say. And when I say fair to say, I mean she said that to my face multiple times.
Yeah. We don't need you to be funny, mate. Oh, okay.
Great. Haven't forgot about it. Didn't end up in a mental hospital because of it. All good.
We're
all
fine and we've worked past it.
Yeah,
we're fine.
We are fine.
Imagine if it wasn't.
Here we go.
I would bet money on the fact that it's not.
Yeah, a lot. Well, it said, this Amanda Lee said it's my first time flying. So I can confirm that's not the other Amanda Lee because heaven forbid
a jet setter.
She forego a free trip somewhere and actually do her job.
Should we leave that in? We should cut that maybe? No, we're leaving that in. Okay.
If Amanda, she'll let me know.
She probably won't listen.
Yeah. I've never flown before, says other Amanda Lee.
Oh, can we just say we love this Amanda Lee?
This Amanda Lee is great.
She's my best friend.
She's probably my favorite Amanda Lee's.
I'm actually going to call my sourdough starter Amanda Lee. Yep. That's what I'll call it.
That's actually quite funny.
Yep.
This good Amanda Lee says, I've never flown and I was really nervous.
Oh, and you would be too. Yep.
I was able to download a couple of the Tony and Ryan episodes and I listened to it. As someone who's also a nervous flyer, and you've seen me, I get in, I sit down and put my headphones in.
Get in the zone.
And I'm just like, I'm not fully asleep, but I'm also not fully awake because I'm just in my headphones, just concentrating on something else. It helped me so much, although I burst out laughter in a quiet flight a few times, which was a bit awkward, it was a price worth paying. Thank you so much to Tony and Ryan and the TARP community for getting me through my first ever flight.
I wonder where Amanda was headed. Like, I wonder if it was on holiday, or something. That's really cool.
I don't know the answer to that.
No, that's okay. That's all right. I'm just like, I wonder where they're going. Well, good on you, Amanda Lee. We love you.
I'm going to assume it's Bali.
Oh, lovely holiday.
Beautiful
tropical
this
holiday.
Time of year, every time of year.
Every time of year. Love to see that. My love to see it is from Natalie Norman. Sent this through on Patreon.
Mm.
Natalie says, hello, my favourite funny people.
She messaged Hamish and Andy.
Wrong number.
Wrong number.
Natalie says, I work for a medical technology company that make and supply prevention and recovery equipment like braces and TENS machines and stuff.
Yep.
And they send out free products to Olympians to support their team.
Oh, great.
And so they kind of go, we'll send you all of this to support you. And maybe they put a badge on their uniform or something.
Yep.
You know how that's the common sports sponsor thing. Natalie says, I've just received an email approving a bunch of items to be shipped off to the New South Wales men's netball program who are hoping to grow enough to compete in the 2032 Olympics.
It's going to be men's netball in the Olympics.
Natalie said, I thought it was really special because I remember Ryan said he's played social netball and stuff. And I think it's a sport that men haven't received a lot of recognition and support for.
No, we haven't.
Group. And Natalie said, so I'm very honoured to be part of a company that's supporting a small team at the moment and I love to see it.
As president of Men Who Netball.
Yeah.
We are an underlooked.
Good luck in the role.
Thank you. We are an overlooked and often bullied part of society.
But that's what Natalie's saying, how cool that there's this team that think that they're going to be competing at the 2032 Olympics. That's massive.
That's huge.
And
would you say I'm a better athlete than LeBron James?
I'll say that.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Okay.
don't have to mean it, I guess.
I'll say it though.
Yeah. But thanks for sharing that, Natalie. That's really cool. And if anybody from the New South Wales Men's Netball Program listens,
get around it.
Fucking congratulations. Well, that's awesome. Good luck.
Also, a common misconception is that like all Olympians are like well off. Like basketballers and some sports do really well for themselves, but a lot of others is like, it's really hard.
So and it's expensive.
Yeah, a business can like get around and support the Aussie team going and doing their thing.
Mm.
Like 95% of Olympians are like sacrificing financially. Their parents are helping them to make sure they get to Paris.
Especially because you're normally young. So, you know, you don't have like a lifetime of wealth behind you to like try and do something.
I think the women's hockey team, I think I read this week, get paid $120 a week.
Oh.
And they're located in Perth, so they all have to move over. I mean, great place to move, but you have to like move away and be part of the
part of that.
That's where the AIS setup is for hockey.
Because there's a lot of government money gets put into the like they have a lot of funding, but I think it's probably like big stuff like swimming and things like that that get a lot
those
of the cash.
Those show ponies get all the cash.
Yeah, they do win a lot of medals though, don't they?
Yeah,
you know, back a winning horse, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of water in Australia.
A lot of water tap. Yeah.
Wet for life.
Yeah, wet for life.
But you love to see that. Thanks for sharing that, Natalie. That's really sick.
Speaking of pool chat.
I also love Olympics chat.
Yeah.
Like during Olympics.
Are we
going
to get right into it?
Oh, fuck yeah. I love the Olympics. Like, it is the most special time to be alive.
Yep.
I love watching it. I love it being on the whole time. I love talking about it. I love that it's all anybody talks about for that like 2-3 weeks.
So
it is the best.
Last Olympics in Tokyo.
Yep.
I was filling in for Jason PJ doing breakfast, which means I finished work every day at like 9:15.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember because of the time zones or whatever, so it's prime time in America.
Uh-huh.
The swimming was like 9:30 to midday every morning.
Oh, so good.
And I was just living the dream.
Yeah. I was working from home at the time. Like I was, I had like a corporate job.
Yeah.
And I was like
Getting much done from home.
Oh, no.
Watching our girls swim.
Yeah. And like I've just got my laptop on my knees in the lounge room, like, oh, yeah, just doing some stuff. But I've like got the TV on the whole time.
Tomorrow we've got confessions.
Oh, Olympic-based confessions.
There is a swimming pool confession.
Ooh.
Should I say the headline?
Oh, no, because you know what? I bet you money that it's someone's pooed in a pool.
Close. It's a pool peer.
Pool peer. But it's I send it in?
Yeah. Did every single person that's ever swam in a pool send it in?
Obviously.
No, I think the specific circumstances about when, where, and how the pool peeing was done will I actually think you'll agree with them.
Okay.
But they've definitely sent this through and said anonymous, 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 allegedly, allegedly, allegedly.
Okay, good to know. Good.
All right. Chat to you tomorrow.
Love you, bye.